Welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About. Today is goal setting day. What is your weekly goal today? What is your daily goal? Perhaps you have your whole day time blotted out every hour on the hour. I know today I happen to be setting my daily goals because I have a lot to accomplish today. So what I do is I'm like, okay, so I have this amount of time and I need to be ready to go to see my daughter's water polo game. So with that being said, I have to speed read through these chapters. I have the rest of chapter 5, 6, and 7. And I wish I knew how to speed read, but I don't know how I would be able to retain most of the information. But this child psychology class is a rapid, it rapidly goes through the chapters because it's a quick, that's my cats. They're chasing each other around this morning. Oh my gosh. The joy of having indoor cats. Sorry about that. But today is goal day. What is your goal for today? What is your goal for the week? What is your goal for the month? What is your goal for the season? What is your goal or goals for the year? What is your goals for the next couple years? Like my calendars were set up for, 28 months. That's a long time. Excuse me. I got a little frog in my throat. I don't know what's going on here. Have a little coffee here. Sorry, folks. Coffee break time. So, I know that today's goals or to-do, maybe it's like a to-do list for you, but my goal I want to accomplish is stocking my fridge with a bunch of really healthy food to prep for my this week coming. I definitely need to go out and get that circle battery for my scale because it's not working right now. And I want to hold myself accountable at least once a week. Let me think. What else? My goals? I definitely want to hit up Trader Joe's market and pick up this big case of that alkaline water because I definitely want to be drinking that right when I wake up, room temperature. And definitely, so my goals pretty much are nutritional goals. Educational goals would be to read the chapter. And my spiritual goal, I always like to pray before I start pretty much my day. I definitely, it's a great way to start the day is to start out with prayer. So I always thank God for a new day. I ask him how he would like me to shine his light. And today here in Southern California, it is rainy. It is wet. Oftentimes it rains here and doesn't really get the screens wet, but today it must have been windy and wet. So everywhere I look, it's soaking wet on my screens in my house. And my doggies didn't want to go outside yet this morning because it was super wet. I had to coerce them with a little bit of our leftover scrambled eggs. And they barely left their little kennels and their little beds that they sleep in at night. They did not want to get out, but I forced them. I coerced them with these eggs. I said, come on, you could do this. Molly, she's huge. She's a big dog, and she just laid there like a big bear wanting to hibernate. So my goals today are pretty much little chores that I want to accomplish. And I definitely need to take that test for my early childhood education course that I'm taking. And let's see what else. I got a few more goals. Oh, I definitely need to open up my annulment package, my paperwork, and set out on that. So my major goal for the month is to have that paperwork complete. So I guess by Valentine's Day, I'll give myself till Valentine's Day. What are your goals? What are you doing? It is goal Monday. setting goals, going out after our lifestyle. Now, what is your lifestyle like? What are you doing? Just want to know. So let me know how your weekend was, and in the event you'd like to perhaps come on the show sometime, and I'd love to chat with you and talk with you and see what you're all about. So I just want to wish you a very good Monday, and may God bless you, because that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hi folks, today is goal day. Monday is set aside to make our daily goals or weekly goals. And as I was looking at what I had set out to do for our winter shape up, it's number one, give glory to God with our bods. Number two, weigh and measure. Number three, go to the grocery store and buy broccoli, spinach, pumpkin seed, flax seed, sesame seed, sunflower seed, grapefruits, lemons, eggs, avocados, sweet potatoes, coconut oil, bottled water, alkaline, and whatever else you want to stock up, minus processed foods. Number four, get a good pair of running shoes, walking shoes, and some comfy clothes to walk. Number five, when you wake up, drink a full bottle of alkaline water, and that's placed by your bedside table. And if you want, you could squeeze a full lemon into your filtered water from the fridge instead, and save the half lemons and boil them later in a teapot for lemon tea water. Number six, find some quiet time to read the Bible. Number seven, start walking daily and chart your steps with MyFitnessPal or the health app on the smartphone. Number eight, sleep at least 8 hours a night. Number nine, set a personal goal for yourself to have completed by March 18th, 2024. Number 10, incorporate dance into your weekly routine, dance more often. Number 11, stretching your body daily, like when we were little at PE or in grammar school. Number 12, try to eliminate these five out of your diet: sugar, starches, salt, alcohol, and cooking oils or any oils from your diet. And let's clean up our guts. Number 13, strength training 3 times a week. Number 14, weigh once a week. Number 15, try on a pair of pants once a week, like before you go to church. Number 16, this is our final one that I love to conclude with, is thank Jesus daily in the morning as much as you can throughout the day and right when you go to sleep. Those are what I have written down here for our winter shape up encouragement program. And I also noticed that a lot of those are my goals for today, like going to the grocery store and getting the water, and of course giving glory to God with my bod, and setting out to get the little circle battery. These are all really good things to do. And drink a lot of water. I did do step number seven, step number eight, which is to get 8 hours of sleep. And I've been getting really good sleep lately. I hope you have too. And what is your personal goal? So I guess my personal goal would be to have my paperwork finished for my annulment, and set an appointment to talk to Father Gonzalez. Ah, there's Molly. She wants in now. My little bear. All right. Well, may God bless you. Take care. And I will post these also for you in the description. All right? Thanks. Have a beautiful day. Because that's what I'm talking about.